Well, my sim in the clip I had, the sigur of Esther. For the other exam from the Tavol of the Chavadas, I said the person should be a bulky milk of Esther. It says it's more important to learn the lot of the Vestas than learning any other in the Negate Pilpul. One of the first things you should learn is Negate Lot of Maisel. Someone asked me who should keep the calendar, the husband or the wife. I didn't see anyone discuss it over here. The Pashas, you should do it together. But out the Prisha, the Chiv is upon both of you. And if you don't not perish, you both over, it's a Shagig Rabbanon, it's a Shagig. And the Chor, both of you should make sure that you know when the Prisha is. Now, the etzim, Vestas is, negair to people is very simple. The really Sif Aleph and Sif Eid and Sim Kuf Pei Tes is what's really negair. And everything else is very confusing, but that's all negair to us, really Sif Aleph and Beis. Sif Aleph and Beis is Oin HaBeinus, HaFloga, and Chodesh. Just what a person has to know, what usually comes up, is you have to know those three things. The Beinus, what the Loka is, HaFloga, and the Chodesh. And most of our notions don't have a Vest Kavur. But what is confusing and complicated is only two aspects. All the non-usual cases, that's a Dilug and Sirug and Morkov and Oinus, these things are not that common. It makes the sugya very confusing and very hard, but Negeh is not really Negeh, it really doesn't happen. Also what makes the sugya very hard, if you start speaking out cases, the person himself has a hard time getting the case straight, but people listening still have a hard time following. I just know I remember when I heard Shir either on Nido or even on Yvamis, just to get the case of who married who and what who died and get everything, just so you start copying what happened, the guy already starts saying the halacha, and they are just to follow along. So I'll just try to stay away from the cases, I'll try, because I know myself that it's very hard to listen to, because the guy saying it knows exactly what he's going to say. The guy listening has to start thinking exactly what he meant, it's hard to follow. Therefore, it gets confusing for that aspect. Even when you read a svarim, you have to read the case over and over to get clear what he said. It takes a while. That's why it's confusing. But the halacha is very simple, what's negeh is very simple. Now, first the Matthias is Sat of Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Noshim have a Vest Kavua, and if not that, Shloshim Yom, or Zama, women have Shloshim Yom. Now today, the Swarm and people say we do not have Vest Kavua, not Rav Noshim, and the reason is the weather, because we fly, and fly messes up and the Noshim cycle, and therefore they say when people fly, girls, when they in seminary, they always tell the girls in the beginning of the year, don't worry, you're going to miss it, that's the Derech. Some people miss 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is. Mess them up. Also, today, night and day is not exactly night and day. Today starts much later. The night starts also much later. Everything changes. So, day and night, therefore, the Matthias changed, and therefore, our notion did not seem to have a Vest Kavua. However, our notion we certainly do have. People say, who are different upon the say, whoever thinks the notion thinks the Vest Kavua is not true. The others are. There might be the Mi'at, the Rav is not that way anymore, but there certainly are Mi'at Amosei, of Noshim Duhav, that's convoyed usually, and the ones who, let's say, are born there, so don't fly, who are more of a Kvi'at in the day and night, and not involved with outside factors, they more negate to them have inner Vest Kavua. But again, most of our Noshim don't, because we eat different things, we fly in the no night and day. The Israeli Noshim who don't fly do have more of a night and day, and don't eat so many extravagant things and stick to the simple food. They do seem to have more of a Vest Kavua, also not really. They do send down a Vest Kavua, and there is an inner Vest Kavua by them. Just to mention what different things first. I heard one Rav say from Oyster, I've got it crossed out this line, but he says that for Zmanenu, there's no such thing as the inner Beinness. Now, that's not our Anhogo. He has a good time with Meister. The whole reason why we have our inner Beinness is why. Because today, the numbers are certainly not that way. 5%, 10%, maybe sleeping from Shloshim Yom. It's certainly not the rate. Now, why exactly? No one, all the Sfarim do not go this way. They don't even bring down the Sefer, the Shrov Echad. Now, you can say different reasons why. Either you can say Chazal made a Gzeirah in the Benis of Shloshim Yom, one choice. A second choice could say the medium still is Shloshim Yom, which they seem to say, but anyway, the medium is. Or a third point, you can say, but Esme does have Shloshim Yom. Except what happened, she flies, she her 9 days different, she eats different foods, it changes it. But Ba'etim, her natural cycle is 30 days, and therefore, till you prove otherwise, that's not a natural cycle. It could be even our notion that is her natural cycle, 30 days. Therefore, we do have this halacha of Oyin HaBeinus. So, we, Father, I know anyone here who goes with the Mahalach of this Rav Echad, and Avada, we do have Oyin HaBeinus Bizmanenu. So we still have Oinavainus. There is a... So there is a Pesachuvah over here to call now bring down a Tosh Shlomim. That Tosh Shlomim says, you pass Oinavainus one time, the Lach is Oikah the Oinavainus. Now there are two ways to go with this Tosh Shlomim. Either you can argue with it, Lachlashlam argues that it's not true, and I'll get to be Choshish. Or how, if you look from the Makoyos where Tosh Shlomim is coming from, the Shlomim point out, the body is Marachas Urim, it does not mean that if you miss the Oin HaBeinus one time, not close to the next time. It means that if you miss the Oin HaBeinus 30, and you do not see 31, 32 until 60, you're not close to 60, not close to 90, not close to 120. But Vadi, if you see again, the Vadi close to Oin HaBeinus. Look in the car. No, so what? The Klal is that's why
not. It can't be more worse than this Kabul.
No, that's what Noyim Noshim is, that's your assumption until you have Veskibor in Konami. If you don't have Veskibor, that's what Noyim Noshim is.
Oikar, every time you see 33, you never saw 30. Oh,
if you choose to dash it backwards. So, if you, according to Tosh Shlom, and the Makar of Tosh Shlom is going against the terrorists of the kingdom of what says in the Taz, in Sif, Yud Gimel, and look at the Makar way, discussing over there, discussing 30, and then you did not see till 60, not see till 90, till 120. The words over here sound not that way, but the Makar way it's coming from, the Barad is Marek, is that Shuvri Isi Bifnim, that's what he's discussing, of the Shlom go the same way. It only means if you did not see 30, then you're not close to 60. If you saw 40, you're close 30 days later. That's all the Tosh Shlom means. You show 40 Vadi. Vadi always have your Oin HaBeinus with you. Just, it's going to be Oikah that you never saw it. Don't be Chosh at 60. Don't be Chosh at 90. It's worse always. Since that's what all Nashim have, that's the guy that you're going to have until you have Ves Kavur. You have Ves Kavur, you know, no Chosh HaBeinus. Yes, yes, yes.
You have to see at least one more time to reinstate your Ves.
Yeah, here you always have it.
That's because you never see it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's how Shlomo is from. So either they argue with Tosh Shlomo or they say he does not mean that. That's the two options in Tosh Shlomo.
When the Eiker Ves Kavua comes back, you have to be Chosh
Barim Eis
again.
If the Eiker Ves Kavua,
Chosh Barim Eis again.
If the Eiker, yeah. If the Eiker Mugami, yeah. I mean, not only once or twice, no, but the Eiker three times, yeah. Now, the other question is about, let's say you never see before 30, so really, again, it's difficult to evolve, saying it to a lot of Shumas Hadeshin before, let's say, 28, you never see, it's Kavua Ves Kavua. So there is no Moshe Maitre's makeover, all the Shlomo against the Moshe Baker, and we'll have to get to Kufay Vav and say, even if you never see before 30, you're still Choshev on the Beinus. We'll have to get back to that. So again, so we the Maitre do have on the Beinus, that's Aleph. Second point, also I heard from one Rav, one Tataina, if Chazal was around today, then we would not have the Lach of Eskavor. Well, like Tataina, the only reason why Eskavor is Vanenu. It happens to the mikvah. If every notch you see between 25 and 38, let's say, somebody has to have a vest-kavur based upon numbers, but not because it's a vest-kavur, it's based upon mikvah. It's a coincidence. And number wise, has to happen somebody gets a vest-kavur because the number wise has to eventually, someone's going to see it in these certain days. And therefore, he said, this Rav on Taina, if Chazal were around today with Manenu, there would have been Oikrit. Finally, the Maitre said the Chazal was not around Aleph. Beis of Yesh Lovin is that true or not, because you could take back the point that Etzim would have a Ves Kavua, except they eat and do different things, and therefore they themselves are Oikir. Can Zayin Yesh Lovin, Yesh Ayin, but Maisa Vada, we do have Ves Kavua with Zanenu, and we follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Another Rav I heard.
Same Rav as the...
No, different Rav. Another Rav.
I can't say their name.
Because some people might be Samech upon them, that's why. I do not want to say, I do not want people to be Samech on these forums. I'm not going to write down who it is. Fun. Another Rav might tell me that he got a calendar for each of the 10 years. And the Maitre, he found 3 Ves Kavuas over the 10 years. Maitre, again, number one has to happen. So, and he might want the Isha Bichosh for it. Maitre, so another Rav might give me a shiur and shave him. But another Rav, fourth one, he says, he understands that, you know, there are lots of Ves Kavuas, that's Shaina Kavua. But he said someone gave him for marriage to know how she kept 10 years worth of evidence. Walked, brought in and said, what are my Ves Kavuas, not Ves Kavuas? So he also said, that's him, you know, over 10 years, eventually going to have Ves Kavua, and he did not want to look at it first that year. So at least 2 years before, and didn't want to look at it. He said, if I know she has a Ves Kavua, I'll have a problem, I'll have to look at it. But there's a certain time, a certain realm that's out of the parasha of Kavua, and it gets the realm of coincidence. And you're going to start telling me, one Rav found 200 days, the other Rav found 200 days Ves Kavua off Lago. Fine, it came out that way, but this Rav was telling, there's certain times you got to take your seichel, like, out of the realm. That if you know about it, I mean, it's for the rest of your life. But he didn't want to look at it, and it's out of the realm. Now, he wants to know if it's 2 years before and 6 months before, and he's not saying.
Yeah, but that's a little bit
Fine, but these things are just, even the place is basically, it's not a normal thing. As far as I know, all the calendars do not tell you to count the hours. Why, let's be chosen? Because it's not a normal thing. No, even though it's something in the count, no one told you to count the hours. Well, it's not normal. The Yechapta was that way.
Oh,
it's not normal.
No,
choice is not normal. That's what we're not chosen. By Vesha and Kibor, only choice things are normal. Things are not normal, not choice of Vesha and Kibor. Choice is not choice. It's not a normal thing. We'll get back to that tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm saying there's no
rear
in between.
So you get involved in the rear in between. Oh, you can't like it. That one gets if you give him the Tadashach. Fine, then he had a certain month over time, he found during days.
No,
she wrote it. She seemed to keep it from one of her bachelor's.
Yeah, but she didn't know when the
CO3 is. No, she wrote
it
down.
So it's
real.
So I was sorry yesterday, Kessa.
What she think? Which halach she went with Kessa Maria or Bidika?
I don't know.
Fine. So again, those are different stories people discuss. Again, Avada, we do have Eskulas, we do have Oyin Levein and Esim, and we have to follow our books with Vashtay. Now, that's Aleph. Beis is in the Klolius, when you start counting the Vestas, Haplog, Chodesh. So usually when you say, for example, 30 days, a kid's born on Sunday, everyone knows one's opinion, then 4 weeks later, 2 days later, it's on Tuesday. Very simple. 3 days later, it's Tuesday. Why? You start counting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it comes out Tuesday. Over here, it's not that way. You count the day you see and the day you saw once, the day you saw afterwards. That means, for example, if you saw on Sunday and you saw on Monday, 4 weeks later, then what's that? That is 30 day off logo. 30 day off logo, you count the day you saw and the day you saw afterwards. Therefore, what's your chash? Your chash, if you saw on Monday, next time, 30 days later, you're chash for Tuesday. And people make a mistake. They start counting the day after they saw. The inning of chash, half logo, of all these things of Baini, you count the day you saw and the day that you saw afterwards, or the day you will see. But again, you count the day you saw. That means, what is Baini? Baini, let's say, Shloshim Yom. What is Shloshim Yom? Shloshim Yom, you saw on Sunday, next time it's going to be Monday. 4 weeks later, about Monday. That is Shloshim Yom. You say Islam and Aleph, it's Sunday and then Tuesday. And that's how you always think by Pinya Ben, Sunday is Tuesday. That means you count the day itself you saw. Be very clear, I've seen people make a mistake. In the end, again, you count the day you saw for every time. The flogger, Chodesh Ben, you always count the day you saw. Fine. Now, in Vesh Kavur, Vesh Ene Kavur, again, our notion do not usually have Vesh Kavur, but it is Negev to Oyin Abeinus. Oyin Abeinus has a locha of a Vesh Kavur. Now, just to go through the Chalukim, the Siv Dalet over here, it says the Chalukim between Vesh Kavur and Vesh Ene Kavur, go through 10 different Chalukim la locha. Some of them on the gate, Oyin Abeinus, some more people, but Ikka, the 10 chalukim between a Vesh Kavur and a Vesh Ene Kavur. One thing is, first, when you're a Vesh Kavur, you're not choshev Beinoni. Very simple for Shalach and Sevalach. The only time you're choshev Beinoni is when you're not a Vesh Kavur. When you're a Vesh Kavur, you're not choshev Beinoni. That's one Nafkamino. A second Nafkamino is, let's say, if you have a Vesh Kavur, you'll be choshev only for the Kavur, you're not be choshev. Choshish for the case of a plugger, or choshish anything else only for the kviyas itself. Masha enken you only invest in the kavoy, choshish for the plugger, the choshish. The second afkamino. The third afkamino is how to be oikirit, for shalach by us. By invest in the kavoy, oikirit one time. Whether you saw it twice or once, we don't care. You oikirit one time. Invest kavoy, how you oikirit? You have to oikirit three times. Kemah for shemish, for shalach, that's the third afkamino. A fourth afkamino. When you oikirit, do you have to be oikirit? By Vesha and Kavua, we saw in Simon Kopei Dalit and Peshu Bignan from the Chavadas that the Pelikim say by Vesha and Kavua, you can oikir it with, even without doing a Vedika. You forgot to do a Vedika that day, you're supposed to do a Vedika, you forgot to, you oikir it. Mash Engin and Vesha Kavua, you would not be oikir unless you do a Vedika on that day. That's a fourth Nafkamino. A fifth Nafkamino is if, let's say, you did not do a Vedika during that time, during the Vesha, you're supposed to, but you didn't. By Vesh Kavur, the loch is you have to bedika afterwards, but in the Beinus you have to. If not, you offer to your husband. She's offer to her husband. Mash Enkin, a Vesh Ene Kavur, the loch is if you forgot, you do not have to do a bedika afterwards. No, how to be accurate you need to do a bedika, that's one thing. And then the next thing is to be mutter to your husband, to your wife. That she has to do a bedika. By Vesh Kavur, she is not accurate. Do not see it all, so if it's Keshuvah, we saw Kofedal on It's not like the blessing will go that way. To be like it, you need to do a bedigno. And on Afkamina, the shakl sends you to Alokha to say, well, the Rabbi Chita that says by Veskavua, you like after 3 times. However, if you do not get the other Kavias, it's always staying there. Middle of Kavi. That means you saw Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. The next time you saw any days you want, so a Chav, then you test, and Chav Gimel, so you like it. However, that Aleph you always have to remember. You saw Aleph again, you'll be Chosh again for 3 times. This Veskavua is always Middle of Kavi. Mash Ege Vesha and Ekvua is not once you Eike, it's gone, it's out of the window, you don't have to always remember it. A 7th Nafkamino is a Locha, you have to Bedika before and after Tashmis, you'll have to get to the Locha Zim Kupay Vav, a Veskvua you won't have to, a Vesha and Ekvua you will have to. A 8th Nafkamino is a very important Nafkamino. These are Lochas of a Vest that is in a Kavua. Right? We're getting a chayshpa, a flaga, a chayshpa, chaydish. That's only something that's normal. A normal thing. A person, there's really two ways to make a normal way for Isha to see. Either her normal way is to see on the based upon the month, words the shach shipura, based upon the shayfer, or her normal way to see is based upon a flaga. That's a normal way thing. 25 days later, every 25 days she sees. That's the two ways. There, if it only saw one time, the Vesha in a Kavua, you have to choish for next time, either for the Chodesh or for the Flogger, and we do both. Something that's not normal, you only tell me choish for it and when it comes to Kvias. But not Kvias, you're not going to be choish for it. For example, let's say you saw it after 248 hours. You saw it one time that way. Next time in the Chodesh, 248 hours? That's not a normal way to make a Vest. Something that's not normal, you only be choish once you have a Kvias. A Vesha Dilog, says the Shulchan Aruch. A Vesha Dilog is not a normal thing to have. Therefore, a Vesha, and that means you saw Diluk, you saw Aleph. The next time you saw Beis, the next time you saw Gimel. You're not going to be Chosh against the Dalai. You're not Chosh for that. It's not a normal thing. Until you make a Kvias, you'll be Chosh for it. So that means it's not normal, you have to make a Kvias. If it is normal, then we Chosh. Or, so basically they say, Vesha Kvitas, Vesha Oinis, Vesha Shoyis, Vesha Shua. All these things are not normal. Went to the realm of not normality to have a Vesh for it. Therefore, you will not be Chosh until you have a Kvias. Mashing and things are normal, even if Vesha Enik will be Chayshish. So basically, what is normal? Only two things I know is really normal. It's either the case of a Chayshish or a Flogger. Those are two things that are best of are normal.
Even if it's an abnormal Flogger thing?
An abnormal Flogger, only be Chayshish once you have a Kvias.
A
D-Log, that's a D-Log. No, I think that's a Flogger. Flogger is a normal thing. Flogger is, a Flogger is normal. Vesha D-Log is not normal. Vesha Sirik is not normal. Vesha Morka is not. Oin is not. Kvias is not. Mais is not. Shoyis is night. Right, all those things are night. Only thing is normal is Shoyis, is Flogger and Chodesh. A ninth Nafkamino is basically by Veskavua, you have to ask her after to pass the Vest. If you did a Vedika, not if not, you also serve Mashengen and Vesh and Akbu, you don't have to ask her. And tenth Nafkamino is really the loss of Vetela by a Mako, which we'll have to get to in some Kuf Sadik Vav. So the tenth Nafkamino is between Veskavua and the Vest, Shoyen Akavua.
After later?
It's what? So I want to get to the sugya, the end of the simon, all the end, what the luck of our ladies are. What the next one to get any kibbutz, our women seem to change.
No, after
yeah,
that's good.
The best way you have to go back to it. That's not enough for me to talk about. No, not for me to say, because basically after later, let's say two years later, you have to go back to your best kibbutz, and that's what you never go back to.
Never go back to
No, let's say she had a best kibbutz for a flock of 20. So for 2 years she was off Gaffrey. Then she saw her after 2 years, she saw her again, she had the rest of the flock of flock.
Yeah.
Or date. Whatever it is. It goes back to whatever
day.
Water course.
For sure,
a vegetable
she didn't see for a while.
Yeah, but a vegetable goes back and my vegetable does not go back after she gives birth. Or after the
better.
And what's
the rest of her life?
Oh, so it'll be after 3 times, it'll be the rest of her life until she gets another Kriya. Once she gets another Kriya, it's gone. The nafkamina is by a flogger, you cannot have two vesa a flogger bikvias. For a vesa chodesh, you can't have two bikvias. For example, let's say she sees on Aleph Nisan or Chof Nisan, Aleph Yer, Chof Yer, Aleph Stephen, Chof Stephen. She just had vesa chodesh, a kvias of the two things. So now she has a chodesh for two of them at the same time. Mashenke and a flogger is not possible. A flogger won't be shy for me. Why don't they keep a calendar? So some people, the minig, especially in America, so not when they come to Kala, hopefully they start doing it then. And whenever they really they start doing it when the Kala teacher tells them to start doing it. It could be very simple because they don't have any best kvuas, kriyas, it's not really afamino. Usually by Kala teachers teach you at least a month before, and that's number one. Number two, usually they go on pills also in America. So could be that's the way it came about. Am I saying not you shouldn't do it? I don't know.
People had
20
years ago to say, oh, I want to add a thing
to the 20 years ago. If she had, it would never get another kafir, before that would always come back. That's the right, we'll get a sister as well, yeah. Always come back. Right. Now, another thing they discussed, we asked the Tshuva about whether you can use a computer for calculating vestas. Now, Maisa, we have computers for everything today, so why don't everyone just have on their cell phone and advertise orange, you know, or a kosher phone with also a vestas on it. And I forgot for you, it's Givaldic, people buy it. The Maisa, we actually said the Maisa, we don't do it. He said the words are because maybe they mixel, which I'm not exactly sure why. Computers don't usually mess up, they usually are calculated. But it could be that certain things are out of the realm of. It takes maybe a time of talking to see and judge. And I can tell Anisha, you know, depends. Do you hold the crazy? Do you hold the Chavidas? You know, those of you don't start giving your choices all the way. Number one. Number two is. Number two, it could be that certain things, even though a computer figured out that you seem to have a 1,378 hour test, but certain things maybe it's up to Rav on eye of a Rav to decide. That's not exactly what
it's
nickel.
It's a regular thing. There's no funny thing.
Remember, right? I don't know. My does not seem to be Makobal. No, it's been out. They wrote to the government seem to knock it away. Not exactly sure why, but it's certainly not Makobo. I don't seem to have it. Even though someone told me there's a site on the web that seems to have this option. Any day, fine. But we don't seem to follow these things. Now, also another point to invest is, Makobalius, is we go after the Jewish month. It's clear from the Shach, the Bingjan, Machlokes, Ru'ah, and the Ravid. It go after the Shifura, the Bezdin. Or do we go after the Moilet, Machlokes, and the Rajbo, the Meister. Everyone has a now everyone allows the place from his Vanenu who seem to say that our Nostrum don't even know when the Jewish dates are, and therefore can they go after the civil dates, go after the sun, and everyone writes back, the Vada Chashom is no Makor, no Inyan, because the sun has no cycle, number one. Number two, it's all made up, and even in the olden times, the original calendar was 8 months or 45 days, and then they make it 12 months, because Augusta and September, they all added in their own month, October, right, and they changed the names to different months. There is no real cycle. They made off. There's no Makar for it. The battery did not go after the silver dates. Not Lakula, not Lakuma. It's meaningless as nothing. What? Yeah, that's. I hear, but. What? Yes, the basic cycle is to be 365. You're saying this mazal is mazal based on the sun. Mazal is the best thing, it's not. Mazal is the best thing.
Mazal is not the moon.
Yeah, mazal is based on the moon.
Now that we have a calendar, that's blue, so it's going to be off.
We don't grab them. We go after the Bezen Shomata, whatever we do over here, we go to Rajbiz Mala, Kaiser Shachim, and so Shachim. Yeah, the Gimel, we go after the Bezen Shomata, okay, Bezen Shomala, we make even for two women, that's what we do. Especially the Galicia calendar, Bethlehem is not only that, they took out 10 dates in the calendar, 1582, Pope Gregory the 8th, right, took out October 5th to October 15th, and therefore, the year coming up, we have two different nipple maps, right, either the 725th or January 7th, I think it's the Orthodox versus the Protestant, fine, stay there. So therefore, we don't have this civil calendar. Fine, but what we do is what the Shach says, the Loch Lamaisa, we go after the Shifu, after the Shefa, the Bezim, we do not go after the Moiler. Fine. That's first the Kolis and the investors. Sif Alif starts with the Loch of Oinabainness. Now, it's not really fair to go through Oinabainness, because Oinabainness really is over here, and it's also in Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel is very, very long. You can go with pages in any Shulchan Aruch, whichever Shulchan Aruch you have. And so I'd just like to speak out first the five Shailas. Say because of the sheet, and we'll get back to it. And since I'm thinking before, and some of it helps out later when you get to see it, oh, these are the different shalas in the sheetas. First, Aleph, is there such a thing as oinabainness or not? So the grass over here, Kuntus Achlan starts off, his Mairach over here, that is Machlok Shoshonim. And it seems to be that the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Raivin, and the Ra, Numa Shoshonim do not even hold of Oida Bainis, no such thing. The Gemara either has Chodesh or Aflod, there's no such thing. The Maisel, Shulchan Aruch went to the Raj Bashita, first of all, there is Oida Bainis. So one Shaila, is there Oida Bainis, not one Shaila, Machlok Shoshonim, we go yes. A second Shaila is, once there is Oida Bainis, what's the Oida Bainis for? Read Rashi in the circuit, there's no in the pre-show. Your mutter, you have a din of bedika. The words of Rashi are, the words of Ramban is, it's din of bedika, not pre-show. Meister Rashi, well, the rabbi did not go that way. They say it's in the pre-show also. So it comes out a second shiloh. Again, one shiloh is a such thing, Aleph. A second shiloh, even if there is, what's it for? Is it pre-show or bedika? We hold even for pre-show. But the other Rishon say it's only for bedika. A third shiloh is the Gebez Man, it's everywhere discussed. My Savad is Negev's man is there. Why either go after the medium of the Noshim, because that's the Matthias, even though there's one place you want to say it's not Negev's man Enu, and Noshim, not Reb Noshim Explosion. A fourth child is, what day is Oina Beinness? That's very important. Again, you'll see the Shach Barichas of Kam Laman. When I say Barichas, I mean Barichas. So over there, Marich himself says you over there. So first, this the Kitta, there are three Shitas when Oina Beinness is. Three Shitas. It's either the 30th day. It's the 31st day, or it depends. Sometimes it's the 31st, or sometimes it's the 30th. It's after Yimei HaChodesh. Via Dover. One sheet is, the first sheet of the base, it's starts over here by us, says it's Yimei Shloshim. 30th day. Why? The Pesach can explain, because he's counting the day itself that you saw. You count the day itself you saw. You saw, let's say, on Sunday. So 30th is going to be 30 days later on Monday. Right? That's how the base Yosef, and numerous places can go that way. Taz, Fish should go that Mahalach. The second sheet, though. It's not the way, it's the way how, let's say, the Kitzur or the Chacham Sofer go. That's the 31st day. 31st day, why? Because you not count the day you saw, even though usually you always count the day you saw. Verbally, what do the Rishonim mean? They mean they count the day after you saw. You don't count the day. It's Ad Veloya Bechlal from the day you saw. Not that at the end, from the day you saw. Count the day afterwards. That means the Kamat you saw on Sunday, the Choshish for Tuesday. Because Mamma's like case like a Pinna Ben.
That's
Chavadash Shito. That's going to be the Chavadash Shito. They call it, it's in the name of the Yeshiva Shalom, called Chavadah. Now, Loch Lamaiso, that's the second sheet. And Moshe, that's the Ekalocha, we do not go 30 at all. Moshe, that's Yachin, should be Yechidim. Lamaiso, he said the Loch is 31st, and that's it. Go back to Chavadah, he passed. So again, we have one sheet to 30. We have one sheet to 31st. A third sheet is, the Shach Balas, he starts off. The third Shach says, that what is Beini? Hano Eitz L'Yem HaChodesh. Meaning, whatever the Yem HaChodesh is, that's what's going to be. That means it depends. If you saw on, it depends if it's Malay or Choser. Some of it will be 30, some of it will be 31. Depends if it's Malay, it'll be 30. If it's Choser, it'll be 31.
Count the day or whatever.
Muscle. All the way around.
What's the
important point? Oh, very good. Avi Kasha, all the good I'm is, what the chalik? That means, is a Shach saying there's no concept of Oinabainis? Is he saying that? No, he's saying he's saying is Yom HaChodesh. Is he holding like the Rambam Shita and others? So there's a place you know. Vada, there's a Yom HaBeinis and a Vesta Chodesh. They're two separate things. What's Nafkin, you know? So we'll make a Nafkin between each one. It's very important to know. People may make a mistake. Maybe the Shach said, no, he doesn't hold the Oyna Beinis. A Vada, he holds the Oyna Beinis. When the Oyna Beinis on the Yom HaChodesh. But there's a Nafkin, you know. Example. Let's say you saw on one day Aleph. Next month is Aleph. Say for Yom HaChodesh or for Beini. Do not do a Bedika on that day. On Beis, you have Chir Bedika, to remind yourself to your husband, she has mat yourself to her husband, she has Chir Bedika. Al Chodesh, no. Al Beinli, yeah. So we have a case that Beinli applies, and Chodesh doesn't apply. Do you have, because Beinli has a halacha of Vest Kavuas. So it comes out, you need Beinli. For example, also, does your husband have to ask? Al Beinli, yes, Al Chodesh, not. So we have to have a halacha of a Vest of Oina Beinli, without, not to get a halacha of Vest Kavuas. Now let's go the other way. How do you have a Chodesh without Beinli? Mom's the other way around. Let's say you see on Aleph Nisan. You see on Chof Nisan. So Al Beinli, what happens? It's Chodesh Chof. But Al Chodesh, you have a Chodesh Chof of Ear. Chof Ear. But Chodesh, the most important Chodesh, you have a Chodesh of an Aleph Ear. So you have a Chodesh without Beinli. Plain and simple. But Moshe has another last meaning. But might you have a Chodesh, what? So it depends, you have 5 and 7, you make another, any case you want to make up. Yeah, right? So without getting
the
not you can have a Chodesh, so you can have a Chodesh without the Beinli. That means, example, let's say you'll see in the Chodesh on Aleph, and you'll have a Chodesh next.
One time a year, you put Chodesh
So for the aflogo, we'll get to if it's oikik tana gula. That'll get to the aflogo. A chodesh will not oikik until you pass the chodesh. That's clear. Chodesh will not be oikik until you pass the chodesh. It wasn't oikik. At the aflogo, that's going to be if you give him a chodesh shachantaz, a aflogo tana, a aflogo ucha. Yeah, you saw aleph, you saw chaf. So this time you have to keep aleph. That means you have to do bedika, they say. That means, let's say you're not dying to keep shells, do bedika, or whatever. Lach the bedika supply, whatever lach supply, might be aleph chodesh, that's bainly. It's not the Shach saying there's no such thing as Oidim Beini. Avad is Oidim Beini. And what is it? There's three shitas. There's Lamed, there's Lamed Aleph, there's Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Those are three different shitas. Aloch Lamaisim, again, Kidur Amosh is a true vehicle. He writes, Aloch is the Loika Bachan Taz. He says, Aloch is Lamed Aleph, and that's it. That's it. Not because of Lamed. Amosh goes Lamed Aleph like the Chaladat. That's the shita. All the other swarm is Manenu. All of them. When I say all, I mean all of them, Amish. They all say the Iku is Lamed. And however, you should be Choshe for Lamed Aleph. All of them say the ik is lamed and the choshev for lamed aleph. That means, as far as I know, what the Bnei Shiva are taught, the Bnei Shiva are taught certainly, and even though I think the Baal Bakma are taught, because usually, it really depends on what calendar you have for mikvah. Most calendars of mikvah give you, tell you, the aloch is lamed and the choshev for lamed aleph. Or, or whatever, it depends on the calendar you have. So they're all right, lamed is the ik and lamed aleph should be choshev for. So therefore, what's the aloch again? But Moshe says the ik is lamed aleph. The those say it's Laman, and the Hanogi is the father. No, Laman is the Iker, and everyone choishes for Laman Aleph also. Now, what I mean choishes, what happens when it comes out Laman Aleph, let's say B'moka Mitzvah. For example, let's say Shiyotzi L'derech and Laman Aleph. B'omen L'derech, Laman Aleph. B'al Tfila, Laman Aleph. What's the loch in that case? According to Moshe Vadas also, not a Shiloh. That's according to Moshe's Mikra Din. Havel B'yashiv, Kud Ime. By the time the Iker is Laman, then Maitse Meikel. B'moka Mitzvah, we're not going to be choishes. So aloha the chavadah for shito. What's the law for my soul? My colleague is not sure. If you will, depends on the case. Fine, that's a fourth shalagaya to this aloha of bainis. Again, so we had one shiloh of is it something as bainis? A second shiloh is mitzvah bediko. A third shiloh is aloha bediko of fisho. Third shiloh is the gebed manenu. All three of those are the maestro of machma. The fourth shiloh is if it's 30 or 31, the ikku go is 30. Fifth shiloh is. Now, on the 30th day, usually the halacha is that Yechoshish for what? For the not itself. The not is a 12-hour period. That means, we'll get to, let's say, by a flogger. Let's say you saw 20 days later. So you count days or oinas. So there is those who want to say count oinas, but we count days. That means you saw at night. 20 days later, you saw during the day. We count the 20 days in between. And the next time Yechoshish for what? 20 days later, for the day itself. I'm it's how the oinah should be the night, should be night and day. We go by the days, and then we put the oinah by it. That's a good halacha. That means the chosh, what's that 12-hour period? Clear again. You see at night time on the aleph. You see during the day now of chaf. So when you chosh the next time, 20 days later, it could be on yud. Yud, the day or the night? Which one is it? So if you go by oinah, it should be yud aleph at night. If you go by the days, it's yud. During the day, so loch is we count the days, and once you find out what your day is, then we go the same oinah that was beforehand. That's by a regular case of aflogo. By oinah beinus, it's a zman oinah of a 12-hour period, or it's a zman they call it a crazy place. Again, there is no crazy place in Hilchos Nidah. It's really Tzeis Hashol. Tzeis Hashol calls himself Tzeis Hashol. Myself, that means you start looking for it. A crazy place. I can't find the same crazy place in Hilchos Nidah. There's no such thing. The Olam calls it crazy a place, but it is a Torah Shalom. For example, all the song called Minchas Yaakov, you look around for Minchas Yaakov, you can find it, that is a Torah Shalom on the page. That's what they mean. So Minchas Yaakov is a Torah Shalom, and crazy a place, that is a Torah Shalom. Just to be clear, because when I started learning it, I couldn't find these songs. That's what they mean. Crazy a place, it means Torah Shalom. They come along with Torah Shalom, and he says that true, that usually by Oinah is a 12-hour period, Masha En came by the case of Oinah Beinness, Oinah Beinness, what Wave Noshim Shi 30 days later. When? The whole day. 12 hours, 20 hour period. The whole entire day, the day and the night. The day and the night. Therefore, since the day and the night come to the crazy place, he says, the Oina Bainus is what? Is a 24 hour period. Crazy place, she did a 24 hour period. That's how the grass, and it was supposed to go this way, 12 hour period. Of our stadium. We also argue the box, the tire, the Makhulida Poyskim. If we go with this Malach or not, Meister again on Hoga, as far as I know, somebody among the Bnei Shiva has taught. We do the crazy. We keep the Oina Bainus for 24 hours. That means if you see, let's say during the day, 30 days later, it's going to be your Oina Bainus. Yeah, because the day and the night before, and because by Yiddish we go night day, right? So by Jewish calendar, you see 3 days later, go by 24-hour period. 24-hour period means that day and the night beforehand. The crazy shita is you count a 24-hour period. 24-hour period means if you say during the day, it's the day and the night before. If you say during the night, it's the night and the day afterwards. Because by Easter calendar, we go night, day, right? That's night first thing. Only by Oina Beinus. Only. Not by a flogger, not by a chodesh. Step by step. First, what Gracie says. Now we have to start making through for the Gracie. But again, the Gracie Shita, those are the Shita, you count 24 hours. That's what I thought, and all of them they Shiva and Maisa taught. That means it comes out the five shilas. Three of them are very clear. One shila is Oina Beinus, we hold of Oina Beinus. Second shell is the Bedikah Prisha, we hold a Prisha also. Third shell, Oina Beinus, we do have Oina Beinus. Those three are clear. The next two, is it 30th, 31st? We Bedikah 30 and Chosha 31st. Of the crazy, the 24-hour period, 12-hour period, we're Chosha for 24-hour period. That's the five shellas, and that's how, as far as I know, what the Oilam here is taught. Now the shell is, start making teruf and cases and things together. For example, this picks him out again. We'll have to get back to the Sifti Yudimel, what the stories are, what the reasons are. Do you take the crazy together with the Chavadas? Again, the Chavadas sheet is Laman Aleph. We take Mitzat Chumro. The crazy is what 24-hour period. That's Mitzat Chumro. Do we say the Halacha? We take two Chumras together. They come along Rabbi Yasser, and he says by the crazy we never put two Chumras together. Never, never. Therefore, he says you don't take the Chavadas with the crazy. That means, for example, let's say the 31st day is during the day. Do you say also the night? He says, no, we don't take the crazy with the Chavedas. I tell a Sheni, a Vosner, Brazil, Obach, they might still argue. What the Olam is taught, every time I say one, the other guy always argues on me and says, that's not the way. Anyway, I say it, the guy always argues with me. So, I don't know, it seems everyone's taught different things, different ways. And the Macholik is the Mokhul form, exactly what the law is. But it's one Shiloh. A second Shiloh, you have to do a Padik on the crazy. Also, I've heard different things, anything I say, I'm told I'm wrong. I'm never told I'm right, so always wrong. Fine, the Maisa of the Yashu says one way, but the Zil says another way. Another interesting Shiloh, not much last week I came up to him wrong, but they say the Ozu and the crazy together. Now, there are two ways of having it. Let's take the simple way, I think, is possible.
Simple way.
Ozu and the crazy, let's say you see on 30. 30 during the day, at night, so what happens? You have the Choshes, see during the day, you have the Choshes the night before, and you have the Choshes Ozu, 36 hours now? Is it 36 hours? I'm pretty sure. The Maisa, again, the numerous form of the Maisa of Ikra and Mekel. The Bada Shiruch Lamaisa might write Sorachin on this level.
It's not a Shiruch.
It's a Chumro upon a Chumro upon a Chumro.
It says in the day, which if you count night goes after the day, so 24 hours.
That means you saw during the day.
So the night was always on it before.
So what happened? You took during the day, you took the Azura to make the night, and now you're taking the Azura to make it during the day. That means you just made it. Without the crazy, you wouldn't be Machmer.
So if you want twice, you only one item back.
There are two ways of having it. Let's say you saw during the day. Oh, we'll get to that case. Let's say during the day. I'm saying particularly this case. Say it's still during the day. Now the other zeruah itself, you only push the night. But the crazy, you took the night. Now the crazy, that's with the zeruah and the crazy. You made 36. What? Because the crazy doesn't. If it's the crazy himself, when the man is an Eibshet, how doesn't overlap? The zeruah is going on the crazy, right? If it's him himself, we don't even tell chumrah, so we want to say maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. If it's him, what's the shayla?
The zeruah is the oinah before they were Eve.
Before the Oina is 24 hours. For the Oina. Well, as far as I know, this I think come on, everyone's Mekel. The Bali Bible Sarachim. On the creation of Tfilo, also, Rabbi Yashiv the Maisa is Mekel, which is about enough. The Vod says about the Yeh, Yashiv about to be Machmer. Again, it shows how far it takes this crazy. If you have a crazy on the Tfilo with the Chavadas, fine, then the Vod says about the can't be Mekel. That's why he says he can't be Mekel. Now, these are two of them. Be'ikid is one child before him. They tell in general that we really cannot. We're discussing 36 hours. Some child, you take an Ozurah on Beinus in general. Talk about a crazy on Ozurah on a crazy 36 hours, they want to be Mekel. Maybe you don't think Ozurah on Beinus at all. Why? What's the story of Oina Beinus? Leib Nashim sees 30 days later. And Ozurah could be what? It's 29. We have no Shemilu Tzion 29. We have no one in abeyance for that. So those who come along, the Kleinenberger or even Yashim himself says there's no Erz Ruan on abeyance in general without the crazy. There's no Erz Ruan on a that means there are those who want to say the Erz Ruan are crazy. We actually there's no Erz Ruan on abeyance to even begin off with. Someone came over to me last week, my call against me, they said there's no Erz Ruan are crazy. I'm like, well, Yashim, there's no Erz Ruan on abeyance, what do you even want from me? If it's not true, check it with Chaz, I showed him inside. So I said, you didn't know. But it's a stack of taina. Why in the world is there even on Bainus to begin off with? They said that Bainus is way more than seeing on Bainus. So fine, not 29. So why is there Ezra for that?
Samukhlas,
that's a derech. But we haven't, and in a Bainus, because that's a derech. We have no derech at 29. The sword doesn't apply at all, says Obi Yashu and others. Fine, the mice, as far as they know, it could
why
be will. What? Which one is it? Which Azur is only before we hold a lock? We go Azur is only before him.
Yeah,
no, so maybe to the crazy, but don't. But again, in general, let's say with crazy, not crazy. You saw what? No, you saw. Let's say during the night. So you should be chushed the day before him. Azur crazy won't be chushed the day before him. Maybe you say Azur now. Come on, we asked you Azur on 25 on Bainus. Why don't you say that? Well, you said the Bainus. Why not? I'm sure you won't say Azur before him. It's the 29th. It's the 29th. Who sees?
If she saw the day,
they have the crazy. They have the crazy and the Zuwa. If you see during the day, they have the crazy and the Zuwa.
From now,
I'll find the Zuwa. No, the Zuwa is the Chosh of the Samach for that. No, as far as I know, the Zuwa, the way the Shach is always, whatever you store. I thought it would go to the mouth of the shaft. So putting me down, we would do the Azura. There's numerous ways to go over the Azura. The way that we go is the shaft of Azura in the Chumrah. How do we pass it? We ask your own. No, then we ask the Chodesh, the Azura. Yes. Yeah, sometimes they'll cover it. We'll cover it sometimes. Let's work out all the cases. You're saying the clone over here. Fine, that's my in abeyance of Aleph. And again, I think we know all these cases. We'll see more clearance in the Shigimel. It was very long over there, and we'll understand these clone enough and there's more better in the Shigimel. Fine, Sif Bey is based on the in of Aflogo. Sif Aleph is based on the abeyance, and Sif Bey is in the of Vest Aflogo and Vest Achodesh. 2 points. But again, Aleph Bey is really to get Anoshim. The rest of the Simon is. Yeah, it's a lishma. Fine, but fine. Sif Bey is mentioned in the Aflogo. First of all, Aflogo, when do you count from? There is a Grazer Shito, which is important to know if you ever learn with Lubavitcher, that when you count Aflogo from, we, as far as we know, the first day you see, that's when you start counting, and then the next time you saw, you count the day you saw, and the next time you saw, let's say you saw an Aleph, saw an Chaf, that's 20 days. Very simple. You count the day you saw on both of them. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Shita is by Aflogo specifically, not by the other one, not by Aflogo. You count the days, the last, at the end that you saw. That means, let's say she saw Aleph in the Gimel 3 days, you count from the Gimel to Chof. That's how you make the vlog in between. The end. And he writes on Kofay Dal, he writes Kofay Test, and everyone discusses it, everyone brings it down. Lamai says, Claude, no, goes this way. There's one table that says, Yeshua should be Machma, as far as I know, no one's Machma. The Babishes do do that. It was once with the Babishes learning some Chos, and I found out that way the hard way, that he, Lamai says, does do it that way. You have to.
Well, both only that.
That's the only thing he does. He only does what the grass says. Depends how long her ear is. So you have to go next one from the end. End. We always count from the end. End to the beginning. End to the beginning. That's where you go. Because the count. She saw. Let's say
3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. And then saw on the top. So you count. Gimel to top. Shorter. Make it shorter. But then the next time when he counts from the top, then I mean so five. Always go.
And
you don't count now. Chof, you don't count now. 17 days. You count. Stop seeing Chof Kim. Only count 17 days. Chof Kim is once you switch. Sometimes you see 3 days today. Sometimes you see 5 days. Chof Kim is when they start counting from.
All the cases of month
saw only 1 day. Yeah, he says it's not lachon. He writes on lachon means he saw only 1 day. By a plug, you count a plug. Again, the grad sheet is you count from the end. The ma'aser and hoger, as far as I know, it does. We count from getting the aflogo. That's number one. Number two, as mentioned before, and also the aflogo is we count the aflogos of the yomim, not the oinos. The kids, the grad say you count the oinos. We count the ma'aser of the yomim. Now, what's the chiluk between aflog and chodesh? Ma'aser again, that's the phase. So, it's all the four different afkaminas. One afkamina is very basic. Aflog, you have to see that for 2 times. Chodesh, even 1 time. Therefore, it comes out to make a vesker for aflog is 4 times. By chodesh, can be 3 times. It's one afkamina. A second afkamina is that if you cannot have two vest aflogas for kriyas, like I said before, and ma'ashenkin, a vest chodesh is ishach to have you see alfachof. Al-Fakhov, the Shaykh, the Veskimov, the Kriyas, have two of them, Ashenkin, and Flogo. A third Afkimino, because let's say you have a Veskimov, and by Mitzvah, that Flogo Shabbat, you pass the date. You're not Chodesh anymore until you see again. By Chodesh, let's say you have a Veskimov for Chodesh, you've missed the date, it's Chodesh, even though you didn't see again, because it's Chodesh for the next date. That means, let's say you have a Veskimov and Aleph, you miss the next Aleph, fine, you can Chodesh the next Aleph.
In theory,
at all. Without thinking at all, Masha and Kane on a flogger, you didn't see Ria, you're not close at all, because you don't come back. Instead, the Ikka Allah gets the Gimel, that's a third Nafkamina. And a fourth Nafkamina is that by a Vest Kavua, if you're a Maktim, you change it, by the Haplug, it changes, by the Chodesh, it doesn't change. That means, let's say she always saw Aleph, 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 let's say she did not see Aleph, she went to see Chokhet. You still play Shiva Aleph. Mashing a flogger, you saw 20, 20, 20, you saw 18, you still keep the 20 days. You never change the. You always count 20 from the 18, not from the. You count 20 from the 18. Those are the four basic nafkaminas. Fine. Sif, that basically is the chil between Kriyas and not Kriyas that we discussed from the beginning. Sif, hey, you're the Vesa Dilug. The mice is not too common in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So only one machlok is still be a Vesa Dilug. Do you say the Mafreya or not? Shach says, you say the Mafreya, the Shach says, how far the Mafreya, the Moshe is only until 18 days, fine, it's Yashela, not too common again. And then Sifov is basically the Locha of Yimei Chodesh, Yimei Ashur. Just, I won't even discuss it, I didn't think it was too common, but after the Chavur said it happened to him, that he saw on every 4 weeks, he saw on a Tuesday, for three months straight. 4 weeks later, on Tuesday, 4 weeks later, on Tuesday. Now first, what does it mean, Vesta Ashur, the Tzidim Shatim over here, over in the Shulchan Aruch? But the Vosam Alalokha, one Pshat is you see every 4 weeks on a Tuesday, for my son, your best after 3 times is going to be your best Akriyas. Now, come on with the Kachuva where it says, let's say you see 4 times on a Tuesday. He says the best Haflog will beat the best Ashur. The best Haflog is a normal thing to happen. And the best Ashur is not a normal thing to happen. So a normal thing always beats something that's not normal. Fine. Now, what's Negeya to? My son, how long is the best Ashur for? How long does it take to see it? 4 times or 3 times? You read the Pesach Chashuva, you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like 3 times. Even though you need 4 weeks in between, it can be 3 times. That means the Chura Api Cheshvin, it sounds like you see it 3 times on a Tuesday, 4 weeks in a row, that means you have Ves Kriyas, and you have to remember for the rest of your life before. You get it happens one time, you have to push it again for 3 times in a row that way. Gam the Echam Lech Abur said it yesterday, it's not that way. I'm not sure, Yishvayin. Just 2 points. At Chanukah is coming up. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem. It was a Muhammad between the Hashmonaim and the Yavanim. Muhammad Satara verse, so Muhammad of the Hellenistic ways of Kashmir. My Satara won. Now, the like thing over, it seems that the Yeshiva that Yavanim won. The way how the Yeshiva seems to be in the Seder. So, Avada that time. So, Avada, everyone here understands that the Ikka is Tayro. Sometimes the Yeshivudim, other places to go, other things to do. So, my Satara is Yeshiva. My kid yesterday trying to ask me, why don't we have off? I said, why do you have off? My daughter has off all week, I have no idea why. My son has off 2 days, I have no idea why. Remember when I was in Chaim Berlin, the Manal in the high school, who said he was always embarrassed, kind of gave him a couple of days of pressure from the parents. And therefore, your mom was hard for 2 days. He said he couldn't come to you, he was hard. He was partially and embarrassed. He said, Avad is not the right thing to do. Now, why in Eretz Yisrael there's no pressure? Why in the world do I have off from Yeshiva? I can't figure it out. I don't know why. America is one thing, you know, people always take off in the winter. My son is Yeshiva, that's clear. The bus is going. There is a first Seder, there is a second Seder. There's no Bainus Thermal Khur. The second Seder starts 2 o'clock. Whatever time buses, 3:30, 4, 4:15, everyone here expects to be a second Seder. Why? Because Hashmonaim won. Third one. That's ours. Second, as Hashem says in Lachon Shulchan Aruch in Tafer Shain, that is the Indian to have a Siba, Geshrach Badal Kosh Baruch Hu, on Tanakh. From the kind of color days, it says to say Shrach Vado, but the way we show the way place can say Samazay is in the Vimei Simcha. So, Mitzah the Simcha Shavoy, Be'ez Hashem will have a Sibur for the Bnei Chaburo on Leil Chamishi, I think at 8 o'clock, and everyone here is invited to give Shrach Vado, Zamin, to Kosh Baruch, who would not say Devei Torah, but Be'ez Hashem will also have Devei Torah, and I pray for Hanukkah. Thank you.